Okay. I don't know how much of a lead-in that gave it. I physically turned it over before it did it itself. And hopefully this is side B and not upside down and backwards when you get it in your tape machine. It's still November the 14th. It's a little after 11:30. Guess that figures. Took me 45 minutes to do it. I mean, 45 minute tape takes you 45 minutes to do it. It also takes you 45 minutes to hear it. That's why it's so inferior for a busy person, unless you can listen to them while you're driving, something like that. compared to a letter, which you can scan. I've got a bunch of drivel in it. Well, you can skip it. You can scan it fast. You can read a letter much faster than you can listen to a tape. Anyhow, now let's see. We got the disabled story here. And boy, I seem to be winding down myself. We've sort of got the bare bones of the possum story. We got a pussycat taking a monumental bath on my lap. And what was that other thing? Well, the $800 dent. Well, probably have to boil that one down when we see what the outcome is. Where I may have left off on the other tape, earlier this afternoon when I was at Denny's, was how really upset this former sponsor of mine was when I told her what was going on with this small accident. She was just horrified that I was going to let this young woman get off without being charged with being a uninsured driver, uninsured motorist. Well, I told her dad that he was going to have to, you know, really lean, you know, really try to get it through her head, and that this accident was a gift. It's very serious to be uninsured in California, or anywhere for that matter. Either, you know, have enough money to put up for to guarantee an accident, or, and that's not available to most of us peasants. And anymore, the cop can stop you. I mean, if he stops you, and he won't stop you just for that, but if he stops you and asks you if you have insurance and you can't show some kind of proof that you do, some kind of a receipt, why, it can be a misdemeanor. If you end up in an accident and you can't pay, well, in the first place, you're going to be lose your license for a year. You're going to have to prove that you have insurance for 3 years after that, and you're going to be seriously inconvenienced. Not to mention what's kind of crap you can get into if we've got seriously damaged people. And boy, I never wished more that the no-fault thing could have passed. Although I almost voted no on everything. Probably one of the few that voted for the 104. Because I figured that's what the insurance companies wanted. It would bring down the rates. It would get at some of the causes of the high rates. And now with Prop 103 passing, it's instantly being contested in the courts as not constitutional. And a number of the companies are threatening to move out of California. So far, ever since the past, people that are out of insurance or trying to renew insurance are stuck out there in limbo. I don't know whether they've got that resolved yet or not. Anyway, this lady was real upset with me and said I was not being kind. And this poor girl should learn the hard way and so forth. Well, maybe so, but she's going to have to learn on someone besides me because I'm already committed to this course of action. If it was over 500, and I had to report it, therefore I had to report it to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and then there would be no hope for it because I'm not willing to lie. I think that's where I left the other tape. If I'm going to lie, if I have to lie for survival, I more specialize in lies of omission than lies of commission because I'm not worth shit at that. You know, tell you a bald-faced lie to your face. Try to deal with cops or insurance investigators. Besides which, I can't keep that many wrong facts in my head. I am very much like my mother in that respect. My mother was very literal. I think one of the major differences between my mother and myself was that the poor lady did not have a sense of humor regarding herself. And that's kind of fatal. I think about the worst thing that could happen to you in life is to not have a sense of humor about yourself. Guaranteed you will become mentally ill at some point if your life gets too damn difficult. And a person like me can probably laugh their way into and out of an institution if they had to. Oh, funny cat here. I wouldn't want to have to. But anyway, mother was very literal, drove people crazy with her literalness. And I mainly get very literal when I'm under pressure, terrific pressure. This may be on tape somewhere. I just can't do that. Not only for the, you know, on the surface of it, it was very tempting, and I told her I would. They've got, you know, like the poor man says, he's got thousands of dollars of insurance. He's got 4 kids, 5 cars, and thousands of dollars of insurance on all this wife and underage, young, teenage and whatever kids. So he cannot possibly see. I don't know whether it makes any difference that he's from outside this culture. I don't know whether that matters or not. As a man with a large family who works 16 hours a day with his store, he doesn't understand why one of his children has let the insurance lapse on the car that he let her use, so long as she